It's not a failure of God to heal. It's a failure of ours to receive the healing. It's not a failure of God to save. It's our failure in not receiving salvation. So forth and so on. Same thing is true in the blessing, because all of those things are part of the blessing.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland will share four things that will keep you out of recession and connected to the blessing. Now, here's Kenneth.
Let's go back over to the book of Genesis and we will introduce this. I will give you some very basic things. We'll just start with these four things. You can write these down. And I want you to read over them and over them and over them. I want you to make spiritual commitments about them this week. It would be fine for you and your family to take communion over these four things and settle them forever. Number one, don't talk lack and recession. Gloria and I were on a ski trip a number of years ago. This was back in the 80s, and the whole news media, this whole thing, got a recession worked up until they finally got it to work. And so we'd been praying about it, and I was praying over my partner letter, what to write you concerning it. And we were on a ski trip, and this particular chairlift went out across where the mountain went down in the valley, and the chairlift went across that valley. And there we were, and for some reason they had to stop the thing. And so here it was just right out over this valley. Just a panorama of the Rocky Mountains laid out across there. And to me, I love mountains and I love the Rockies. To me, the Rocky Mountains are the marrow of the world. Praise God. And I'm sitting up there in that chair, and there's that gorgeous panorama, bright, just sunny and cobalt blue sky and all that snow and everything looking so good, man. And I'm telling you, I'm just really enjoying it. And Gloria and I were sitting there with big smiles on our faces, and we're just thanking God, and I'm praying in the Spirit. And then off and on, I just have flashes about my partner letter, and the word of the Lord came to me. I mean, somebody said, "Do you mean you really heard it?" Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not with these audible ears. If you'd have been, Gloria didn't hear it. She was sitting right next to me. She didn't hear it. But I heard it all over. Brother Roberts was telling me the day before yesterday that he's just finished a new book, 91 years old, and he's finishing a new book. That's pretty good, ain't it? That's better than pretty good. So his book is How to Hear the Voice of the Lord. He said in 70 years of his ministry, that's the most often question asked him. How do I hear the voice of God? Is God speaking to me? Why doesn't he speak to me? And he said to me the day before yesterday, he said, it's not a matter of him not speaking. He is speaking all the time. He is not an absentee father. The Holy Ghost is here to speak. He is speaking, training, talking all the time. We have been so spiritually dense, we weren't hearing it. It's not a failure of God to heal. It's a failure of ours to receive the healing. It's not a failure of God to save. It's our failure in not receiving salvation. So forth and so on. Same thing is true in the blessing, because all of those things are part of the blessing. So he said this. He said the big problem, and on the other hand, the answer to the problem is listening with your faith. He said, without faith, you can't hear what God's saying to you. Faith is the connection. You can't continue to say, God never speaks to me. I don't ever know what to do. Well, you never know what God's going to do. I don't know how we're ever going to get by. I don't know how we're ever going to make it. How are we ever going to have money enough? Blah, blah. You were saying that when gas was 40 cents a gallon. Either you or your grandma was. They're the one that taught you to talk that way. That is a way of thinking. We're going to deal with this week. We're going to get this thing out. How to change your way of thinking. There's certain things you think, you don't know why you think them, they're just there. You just wake up in the morning thinking some things, and most of them blab out your mouth. And then you tell the devil what your biggest problem is, and he says, good, I'm glad to know what to do today to you. That's just simply the way it works. Now, don't talk lack and recession. We're hanging out there in that chairlift, and the word of the Lord came to me, and he said, write your partners and tell them, don't join in on the recession. It doesn't belong to them. See, that's not your system. That's not where you're living. You ought not be living there. You ought to be living by faith in the Eden system. It's not dependent on the world. It don't have anything to do with the world. Your faith don't know nothing about recession. And I'll tell you something, it don't care how much gasoline costs. It could care less. There's more than enough of it for you. I'm talking about faith. There's more than enough of the Word of God for you and faith for you. I mean, you could get by if there was no more gas. Your car still runs. You understand that? I don't understand that. Well, I know it. It's more than you can ask or think. But stay with it. You'll get there. Praise God. Amen. Now, don't talk it. Change your way of thinking. The scripture says, let the wicked man forsake his thoughts. Then it immediately says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways, saith the Lord. Therefore, my word goes forth out of my mouth, and it prospers in the thing whereunto I sent it. Now, and as I told you, we're going to take some time that I want to show you how to do it. There is a scriptural process to go through, and you can do it, and it's not hard to do. But as I said, it takes diligence. Number three, don't ever stop tithing. Amen. For any reason. Amen. Ever. And if you're not a tither, start right now. Amen. Right this very second. Amen. You make a commitment, I'm a tither, because the promise to the tither is that he rebukes the devourer for your sake. Adam got in trouble over the tithe. Amen. So did his son Cain. Now that's about as far back as you can go and find tithing on the earth. Amen. See, that fruit that Adam ate belonged to God. Amen. So don't you ever stop tithing. If you're not a tither, you are now. I pronounce you one. Well, I don't have the money to tithe. You can start with a smile. Amen. You ain't got anything else. Don't you ever say you don't have anything. Amen. I can't afford to tithe. Wonder why. You thief. Gloria and I raised our children to tithe. And that's what Adam got in trouble with. He stole that fruit from God, and then he ate it. The scripture says, will a man rob God? God is not fussy because you're spending his money. No. He's fussy because he's trying to get you over into the Eden system.
Amen.
Get over here with me where I can get over there with you.
Amen.
And the tithe, the high priest of God, the orders from heaven for the high priest was to receive the tithe of the people and bless them. You see the connection? Receive the tithe and bless. We're talking about the blessing, the glory, creative power of God empowering your life. Melchizedek met Abraham, received his tithe, and blessed him. Jesus, here men that die receive tithe, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed, he lives forever. He is the high priest of the church, according to the orders of Melchizedek, who received Abraham's tithe and blessed him. He has the same order. Receive your tithe and bless you. Receive your tithe and bless you. Receive your tithe and increase you. Receive your tithe and heal you. Receive your tithe and deliver you. Receive your tithe and fill up your house. Receive your tithe. Hey, can you see why? Don't you ever quit. Not ever, 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 ever. For any reason, there is no reason to quit tithing. It doesn't exist. Don't ever stop tithing. If you're not a tither, start now. And don't ever stop giving. You get over on that giving side just as quickly as you can get there. You begin to give and it'll be given unto you again. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom.
Amen.
Amen. And get the strife out. Where there is strife, there's confusion and every evil work, the scripture says. Get the strife out. You can't afford that. Nobody can. You get that out and you get it out now.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you remember the woman that cried out to the prophet and said, my husband, the servant of the Lord, and your servant has died and I'm in trouble. She said, the debtors are coming after my family. Now, it's obvious she depended on her husband for everything. He's dead and she don't know what to do. So she cried out to the prophet. He said, what do you have in your house? Now, her first response was, I don't have anything in my house. See, in her eyes, she had nothing, which wasn't true. But she is seeing lack so bad, it has taken over her mind. The debtors in the world has just scared her to the point where in her mind, she's thinking, I don't have anything. We're going to lose everything we got. Yeah. And if she'd gone in that route, she would have. All she'd had to do is just be still a few days. They'd come and got everything she had. Well, if she didn't have anything, why would they want to come? She did have. And then she said, oh, wait a minute. I've got a little pot of oil. Now, I reminded you of this to tell you this. His instructions from the Lord were this. Get all the pots you can get your hands on. Now, listen. Get you and your family and all those pots, go in your house and shut the door. Shut the outside noise off. Shut out the voice of those debtors. Shut out, shut off your cell phone, shut off the TV, shut all of it off and go back and get in the book of deliverance. Praise God. The word of God's faith, the word of the blessing, and stop dwelling on the lack. Shut it down. Get the strife out. Stop fussing. Stop arguing. Stop beating yourself over the head. Well, I know I've done some terrible thing. Condemnation has never, ever fixed anything. It'll just keep you broke. Get out of that. There is no condemnation of those who walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. For the law of the Spirit of life has made us free from the law of sin and death. Praise God. But what I want you to get is, go in and shut the door. Shut everything off. Quit majoring on what you don't have. You listening? Stop that right now. Make a decision right now. Whatever that world is saying, I'm not part of that anyway. I'm a giver. I'm a forgiver and not a condemner. I am a giver and not a taker. And God takes care of me. Hallelujah. And now you're going to have to do it over and over and over again if you're already in the habit of thinking that other way, or if that happens to be your way of thinking. Now, I'm going to tell you right here, when it comes to this so-called recession, this thing out there that's going on, that the news media is hyping and the politicians are hyping and all of that, that this thing that's going on out there, if you don't shut that thing out, if you let it work in and around you, you begin to think it. Whatever you begin to think, you'll start saying. And then you'll start acting in behalf of it as if it was yours, and then you've possessed it. And fear will produce it. But if you'll shut it out, if you close it off, get rid of it. Don't major on that thing. Major on the blessing of the Lord. Now, while you're in this, while you're believing God, while you are doing this, while you're believing and coming up over the top of the lack and the high prices and all the other hoopla that's going on out there, while you're doing that, keep your mouth shut. Don't be talking it. They're all talking something else. They'll jump on you like a chicken on a bug. And they know you can overcome it, but why have to?
Right.
And don't let things like that beat on your faith. Just smile real big when they're talking about, boy, ain't it terrible, ain't it? Ain't it bad? And they want you to agree with them. Well, any two of you on earth agree is touching anything. See, there's a curse side of that as well as a blessing side of it, because it's the spirit of truth. Jesus said, out of the good treasure of a good man's heart, good things come to pass. Out of the evil treasure of an evil man's heart, evil things come to pass, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the curse side of it worked with the same proficiency as the faith side of it. The Babylonian system will work. If you put it in your heart, and you put it in your mouth, and put it in your eye, and you begin to talk it, you can have it. And then it'll have you before long. But on the other hand, there's no use in you getting involved in that. You have the blessing of God. You have the blessing of Jesus. You have the power of the Holy Ghost. You have the blessing of the Lord will make you rich wherever you go. Because you already rich. All there is to is receiving, tithing, giving, receiving, walking in. Amen. Hallelujah.
Tom and Vicki Luther are the pastors of Family Worship Center, a growing and vibrant church in Columbia, Missouri. They are longtime partners with KCM and spent some time with our crew during a victory campaign in Branson. Vicki shared a story of her early years with the ministry. Before she and Tom were married, she was a single mother with serious financial struggles.
I had two children, and I was just saved and just learning the word. And I put in Kenneth Copeland tapes, and I listened to him on the way to work, and I listened to him on the way home. And he taught me about sowing, he taught me about giving, and I came to a time in my life that my car broke down, I didn't have the money to pay for it, So when I was praying about the $800, God said to me, let me show you what I can do. And I just went, okay, God, you show me what you can do. And for 30 days, I had my manager come up to me and say, Vicki, what are you going to do? How are you going to pay for that? And I just felt like that was Goliath just coming to me every day speaking. You know, so many times you don't know how God's going to do it. You don't know which way he's going to do it. You just got to know he's going to do it. And so on the 30th day, the people called and said, your car is ready. And I thought, Lord, what do? I don't have the $800. He said, go ask your boss. So I went into my boss and I said, this is the reason I think you need to provide for my car and pay for it. I'm a mail clerk. I am nobody important. I'm low man on the totem pole. And he looked me in the eye and he said, Vicki, we're not going to do it. And I thought, what am I going to say? And I just, out of my spirit, I said, well, I'll just quit. And he looked at me and he said, go tell Kathy to write out an $800 check. I thought, praise God. God said, let me show you what I can do. And he did.
Now, Vicki, you mentioned that there was a point in your life where Gloria had taught something to you, a lesson, in the way that you approached the way you were reading the Bible. What happened?
She had said something on the television that she read the Gospels for 30 days, four times each, and it transformed her life. And so I thought, you know, if it transformed her life and it meant so much to her, then I want to do that because I want to change and I want to learn and I want to grow. Those things were important to me. So for the next 30 days, I set aside the time to read the Gospels through. Now, I want you to understand, I worked a full-time job. I had two small children and I worked in Dallas and lived in Fort Worth. So it was not an easy task to take on, but I knew it was the Spirit of God drawing me to do this. And at the end of the 30 days, when I completed that, the revelation that came, the discipline in the Word that came, the things that just transformed in me on the inside, I know that's part of who I am today. They took me out of a life of, well, a mess. My life was a mess. And caused me to grow up. And I'm still growing. You know, I'm still in that place. But because of the things they imparted to me, it's like, how could you ever not respect and want to receive from them? And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland mean a lot to us and me spiritually, just because I know where I was and I know the food that they fed me that have sustained me over the years and kept the hunger in my heart for God. And I know there's partners out there, and sometimes you think, you know, does God really see me? Does God really know who I am? And I'm telling you, when I was single and I had two children, God knew who I was and he took care of my every need. And when I learned those principles, he's still doing the same thing today. He hasn't changed. He knows every hair on our head. He knows every question that we have. He knows where we are. And he desires to fulfill you in every area of your life. So I just say, keep on. Keep pressing in. Keep going. Don't give up. Don't quit. Because God is for you. And if you'll hunger for him, believe me, he will hunger for you.
Does God have a plan for me?
What am I supposed to do with my life?
Now what do I do?
What are your life questions? Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, an exciting new curriculum that will help you discover step by step God's plan for your life, based on the New York Times best-selling book, God's Master Plan for Your Life by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal. Learn practical ways to apply biblical truths that bring answers to your life questions. Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's master plan for your life today.
Connecting with God's master plan for your life is the most important thing you can do. And we've put together DVDs, CDs of the master plan with a journal and a workbook. And people are using it in prayer meetings and, you know, having friends over in their homes and churches. And that's exactly what we wanted you to do with it. It's so exciting to know how to walk in the master plan. People are having lives changed because it's the Word of God. And so we want to give you an opportunity to have it. If you'll just take the time. And, you know, you could gather your family around. You could have your friends over. You could just do it all by yourself. It is a way to learn how to walk in God's master plan. So we want to offer it to you. It comes in this box. It'd be a great gift. All these things come in the box. It's the DVDs, CDs, and the workbook. So we want to offer it to you. Just get yours today and share it with people. Father, I pray for every person today. I pray for their finances. I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to help them reveal to each one of us what we need to do to stay in the blessing flow, Lord. We believe your word. We're tithers. We're sowers. We know that everything we have comes from you and everything we receive comes from you. And so we sow and we believe and we want to obey you. And we stand firm that no matter what happens in this world's economy, in your economy, the blessing is always in force in Jesus' name. Now, don't let things get to you. Don't let the news, don't let whatever's happening out there in the world about this or that or the other. They're not taking into consideration that you tithe, that God is blessing you, that when you give, you get a return up to 100-fold and even more if you can believe for it. So we're not going to fall into that. We are going to stand on the Word of God. We're going to enjoy the blessing. Hallelujah. Today, this message came from the West Coast Believers Convention. That's a good thing for you to do, is to get in the conventions and get under the Word day after day. That's the way you become strong. So we want to invite you to come to the meetings. Hallelujah. If you want to know more about this message, it's on kcm.org. Click on media and you can go to the very day it was preached. We'll see you again soon. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit kcm.org. Get rooted in the Word of God in 2009. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Branson Victory Campaign March 5th to the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, then to Long Beach, California for the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Come to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, or visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.